Anchorage, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Gun control defeated, Lewandowski fired. I'm Elliot Francis. The U.S. Senate failed Monday to pass new gun control measures in the wake of the Orlando massacre. Correspondent Bob Costantini reports.
Democratic Senator Bill Nelson from Florida with a rhetorical question following Senate votes failing to move forward with new gun legislation.
What am I going to tell the community of Orlando that is trying to come together in the healing?
As happened after San Bernardino, another mass killing tied to terrorism, and after Sandy Hook Elementary, among other names that now are synonymous with massacres, the Senate did not favor any of four proposals designed to keep weapons from the hands of terrorists. Bob Costantini, Washington.
After firing campaign manager Corey Lewandowski, Donald Trump told why.
I think it's time now for a different kind of a campaign. We ran a small, beautiful, well-unified campaign. It worked very well in the primaries.
I'm Elliot Francis. Wildfires continue to burn tens of thousands of acres across California, where crews are battling a huge blaze in Santa Barbara County. Correspondent Jim Roop has more.
The air attack with DC-10s dropping FosCheck ahead of the flames in the steepest and roughest terrain. As Santa Barbara County Fire Captain Dave Zanaboni says, where firefighters can't go.
It's problematic because you can see how hard it is. We can't get crews in there. We can't get dozers in there. So really, the only way to secure this line is with retardant drops.
This stuff sticks to vegetation and slows the fire way down, even stops it sometimes. There are nearly 2,000 firefighters in this fight from the air and the ground. I'm Jim Roop.
Meanwhile, excessive heat warnings and advisories are posted throughout the Southwest. Four people have died of heat-related illness in Arizona, where the temperature hit 115 degrees in Phoenix Monday. Temperatures got to 113 in Las Vegas, 121 in Death Valley. Forecasters say there's no relief in sight for the early part of this week. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Think you have trouble finding a parking place? The Montgomery County Council is trying to figure out where to put over 400 school buses now parked on land they want to get rid of.
The Shady Grove redevelopment's been planned for almost a decade now, but the county council's no closer to finding a new place to park the school buses.
It's a challenge. Folks don't like buses near them. We need a fair amount of land to accommodate them.
County Council President Nancy Florey.
There's concern about it. There's not a lot of support for these sites.
Why would you adversely impact an existing community to benefit a community that's not even here? Yet.
Rockville Mayor Bridget Newton says they're against the sites currently on the table, including at Westmore Avenue.
It is within 50 feet of homes on Ashley Drive.
She says the county needs to stop pitting neighborhoods against each other. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And the Montgomery County Council is set to hold a hearing tonight on a bill to raise the county's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. The council first passed a bill in 2013 creating a county minimum wage. Since then, it's gone up twice and is scheduled to go up again to $10.75 an hour July 1st. The Quicken Loans National Golf Tournament is this week in Bethesda's Congressional Country Club. Today it's the practice rounds. Tournament play starts on Thursday. And turnout's expected to be strong, even though Tiger Woods won't be playing due to injury. Now, if you're going...
You can't bring bags, no computers or laptops, obviously no fireworks or laser pointers. It's Montgomery County. No lawn or oversized chairs, no pets, obviously no weapons.
And if you're driving, you must use one of the official tournament lots and take the shuttle. And a College Park man has been sentenced to more than 8 years in prison for fraudulently claiming nearly $8 million in tax refunds. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,805, the NASDAQ at 48,37. Sports' Clayton Kershaw shuts down the Nats as they lose to the Dodgers. The O's lose in Texas. And the NHL says the Caps will open next season, October 13th, in Pittsburgh. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good start around the Beltway. Maryland on 270. Maryland's 95 southbound. I don't have any problems, but northbound a little distraction as you head past the exit for the ICC on that exit ramp. That long stretch, you're going to see some flashing lights with the crash. You can get through, just a brief rubbernecking delay. No problems heading in through town. Bridges across the Anacostia, good. Across the 14th Street Bridge out of Virginia, 395, you run well. In from the west, 66 out of Gainesville, up through to the Beltway through Falls Church without any reported troubles. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fronts on the march, severe weather in the forecast, slight risk of severe storms this afternoon. It's from the Storm Prediction Center. May even have some isolated thunderstorms for the first part of the day, but better chance for the drive home, some strong winds and hail in spots, heavy rainfall along with the thunder and lightning. 88 degrees, thunderstorms early tonight, then clearing, 69. Tomorrow, sunshine with a few clouds, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Haymarket, 75 in Rockville, 76 degrees in Washington. What is America's favorite fast food restaurant? Find out now at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:07. It's WMAL. It's Mornings on the Mall. It's not Brian and Larry. It's Larry and Katie Pavlich from Town Hall Media and Fox News contributor. Good morning, Katie Pavlich.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here this morning.
Happy to be here. Thanks for the invite.
In for a vacationing Brian Wilson. Also, big thanks to Rick Fowler and Lisa Booth for filling in for both of us yesterday. A rare day when both Brian and I were nowhere to be seen. I'm sure the rumors in the radio industry were flying. Coming up later this morning, 7:05, our pal Scotty Nell Hughes, surrogate for the Trump campaign, although I think it's still unofficial there. She just loves Trump that much.
Right. I don't think she's officially part of the campaign.
Right. But she, neither is Corey Lewandowski. And we're going to ask.
We'll talk about
Scotty
that, too.
Nell Hughes about that. Coming up at 8:05, Nils Lesniewski, who's got the greatest name in all of D.C., he works for Roll Call. We'll get the download from him on what went down on yesterday's votes in the Senate over gun control. Also, Larry Kudlow at 8:35 of CNBC. That's all coming up today on Mornings on the Mall, so keep it right here over the next 4 hours. And let's turn to the Trump campaign. Katie Pavlich, as we learned yesterday, Corey Lewandowski is now officially out as the campaign manager. Last night on Bill O'Reilly's little program he does there on Fox News Channel, Donald Trump gave him an exclusive interview, which means, you know, Bill O'Reilly was the only one he was talking to in the media at that moment.
Right.
That's as exclusive as it gets sometimes.
In the slots, yes. For two blocks, by the way, two segments.
And Donald Trump said it's time for a new direction for the campaign. He said it's time for a new campaign at this point, which does make sense. I mean, a lot of people come out of the primary process, and then it's time for the general election. It says, okay, well, we got to look at the general election in a different way than we did the primary because it is very different,
yeah.
Right? So there's going to be a new campaign manager. There's going to be a new campaign apparatus. And Donald Trump says it's time for a new campaign. We've got a lot of experts here in the greater Washington metro area, as you know, Katie Pavlich. People either work in the industry, they're exposed to the industry, they're affected by the industry, or they're just passionate about the political process. So I think they know exactly what's needed here for Donald Trump. If you were advising Donald Trump, if you were his brand new campaign manager, what would be the first thing you would do to give Donald Trump, as he's suggested he needs, a brand new campaign? 888-630-9625. What's your top priority as the new campaign manager? You're it. You're the official campaign manager for Donald Trump. What are you going to do? 888-630-9625. We want your advice. I personally, because I'm just I'm a maniac when it comes to communications, when it comes to who's the face of the campaign, who's speaking on behalf of the campaign, who can make a compelling argument for this candidate and against Hillary Clinton as the next president. And I still haven't seen a whole lot of people who can do that
for the Trump campaign. Even Trump has trouble doing that sometimes because he gets distracted and sidetracked and talks about things that he shouldn't be talking about. I want someone new out there speaking on behalf of this campaign, advocating for this campaign, and making the argument why Donald Trump needs to be the next president. I think that needs to be priority number one, personally. But that's just me. 888-630-WML. What do you think, Katie?
Sure, but the issue here is if Donald Trump isn't going to change himself and take on this new campaign and move on from the primary into a general election, it's not going to matter how many staff shakeups you have if the candidate himself isn't willing to acknowledge what needs to be done to move forward. We saw new fundraising totals that are abysmal compared to Hillary Clinton. We see him maybe not necessarily pivoting to as presidential as I think maybe his kids who have been advising him on the campaign trail might like. And I think, you know, the argument that he's moving his campaign in a new direction is a nice way to kind of move forward after the Lewandowski firing. But when you listen to the interviews that Corey Lewandowski has been doing in the aftermath of him being let go, he can't really say why he was fired. Things are a bit awkward. And let's not forget that Corey Lewandowski has been a problem for the campaign for months on a variety of different issues. And there's been a lot of reporting on his role and how he's made everyone else's job harder by A, having no experience, and B, also using very crass language and not acting as a professional inside of the campaign.
Now, just for the record, because, you know, here on WMAL, we throw everything out there, and I just want to remember or take note of exactly what your total perspective is here, because we don't act like we're Katie Couric, where we don't have a bias. We put our bias yeah. out there. We let people know this is where I stand. So, remind, are you a never Trumper, or are you a never Trump curious? Are you Trump adjacent? Where are you sitting on the Trump never Trump thing?
Because
I know he wasn't your candidate of choice at the beginning. I could tell that from your writing.
Well, I would say that. Sure, I would say I'm a homeless voter, like many voters. Feel at this point.
You don't have a candidate.
I do not.
Do you ever see yourself in any way whatsoever voting for Hillary Clinton as your next president?
No, of course not.
All right, so you're a never Hillary. That we
certainly,
know.
Yes.
All right, so you're definitely never Hillary, and now what is
well,
where you
know,
are? Are you holding out for a convention upheaval?
No, I'm not holding out for anyone. I mean, I accept the choices that are on the table. I also accept that Donald Trump is likely to lose if the things go the way that they continue to go right at this moment. But we'll see. Maybe I'll be proven wrong.
Right.
And I do think that a Hillary Clinton presidency would be detrimental to the country.
But you live in a swing state, if I recall correctly.
I do.
Which means your vote will matter.
Maybe. We'll see.
Sam in Woodbridge, you have Donald Trump's ear. You can give him advice on his new campaign. What do you say, Sam?
Good morning, guys. It's going to be a rainy day, so I'm driving Big Baby today, so that's the early call. I think the first thing I do is say, sir, go ahead, hand me over your Twitter account and password. I'm going to take care of that baby right now, so I'm going to be in charge of your Twitter. Then the second thing I would do is I would have daily sessions with top political advisors in the fields of foreign policy, domestic policy, not to necessarily change his message, but refine and make him a little bit more savvy, because you don't want one of those nuclear trident questions to pop up during a debate again. You want him a little bit more honed on that. So that's the two things.
You take his Twitter account away. But Sam,
oh, yeah.
But Sam, my tweets are very, very popular. I'm telling you, they're tremendous. They get retweeted. Everybody talks about them. They're game changers. I don't know why you would take that away from me. Believe me, my tweeting is a good thing for the campaign. Why should I change now? It's been good for me up until now.
Well, first, Howard Cosell, this is the reason why.
That was a Howard Cosell. That was my best Trump, and he thinks it was Howard Cosell. I guess all those New York accents sound the same.
Well, this goes back to what you and I were talking about before the show, Larry, in the sense that the reason why Trump won the primary is because of his non-filtered attitude, his rejection of GOP consultants, and now we're seeing him trying to move into a different phase of realization that the primary is different than the general election, which requires more of the strategy and the party apparatus to win. And so he's having a hard time balancing how he kind of squares the circle on keeping the base that he developed in the primary while also moving into a general election and proving to people that he can be presidential.
Right. But he, and you can absolutely hear him in these meetings saying, somebody explain to me why I have to change when I completely defied everybody. I did it my way and I won. So why won't that work going forward? Well, Katie Pavlich is going to explain why it won't work going forward. And you too, 888-630-9625. One thing we know for sure.
With Corey, I'm really proud of him. He did a great job, but we're going to go a little bit of a different route.
All right. So it's a different style. It's a different style, and you're bringing in
some... A little different style, okay. Yeah. All right. A little different style.
It's a new route. It's a new style. It's a new campaign, so we want your advice for the candidate. How would you advise Donald Trump on his new campaign if you were the new campaign manager? 888-630-WMAL. Now it's 515. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is getting the job done in the Hadid Carpet Fitting Traffic Center.
Good morning. And a steel crews are on the project on the Rock Creek Parkway right near the Kennedy Center. And they're scheduled to be there until 6 o'clock. Watch for the crews alternating lanes there and scheduled to be there, looks like, through the week until 6 a.m. No problems right now coming in from the west. A great time to get up and get going. Our early birds loving the ride out of Leesburg on Route 7. 95, just a brief delay starting to form in through to Woodbridge. Maryland 95, southbound with lanes open. Northbound at the exit for the ICC. Crash on that exit ramp. So a little bit of a distraction there. And the Beltway off to a quiet start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
As you just heard from Sam in Woodbridge, it is going to be a little rainy today. Sam doesn't get anything extra, by the way, for the WMAL Weather Channel forecast that he gave. Isolated thunderstorms this morning, mostly cloudy during the afternoon, but we will have some thunderstorms likely this afternoon as well. We're keeping a lookout, though. A few of those storms might be severe. High of 88 degrees. If we do get some severe thunderstorms, keep it right here on WMAL. Of course, we'll give you all the updates as it goes. Tonight, overnight, scattered thunderstorms in the evening, but clear skies overnight, low 69. And tomorrow, mostly sunny day, a few afternoon clouds, high of 89. Right now, 75 degrees, 517 on WMAO.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
First, from your perspective, what happened? Why were you fired?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, we have a few answers, Corey. First off, according to Politico and Breitbart, both with pretty good sources within the campaign, although I think one of Breitbart's sources was Corey Lewandowski, so that might not be
right.
Working out for them in the future. There was a meeting yesterday where Donald Trump and a couple of the other senior people in the campaign, which I think is translated to his children, said, listen, here are the problems right now. We got this, we got this, we got this, we got this. Corey, what's your solution? And the only thing he could come up with was leak the name of the vice presidential pick. And that was pretty unsatisfactory. And they said, okay, you're done. You're out. Because as Politico reported, the inside the campaign, they believe that that's like the one big suspenseful right. thing that they're holding for the convention, which, by the way, tells us they've got a name. They know
name,
who it's going
right.
to be.
The other issue here, too, is according to reporting and Trump's children, they looked at the battle between Paul Manafort and Corey Lewandowski. Paul Manafort said, if Corey Lewandowski isn't leaving and if he's not off the campaign, I will no longer be here. Mm-hmm. And they looked at the experience of the two and realized that moving forward, if they want to win a general election, they need more of a Washington insider like Paul Manafort to get the job done, whereas Corey Lewandowski was great during the primary, you know, raw talent to get people out to these big rallies for Donald Trump. But those rallies are no longer being attended in the huge numbers that they were being attended in. And they really, truly are in a different place now. And there was that power struggle, I think, came to a real head of one of them was going to go.
Right. It was and one of us. And they said
they said Paul Manafort's the guy we need.
Meanwhile, Corey still.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
He still doesn't know. One other news item that came out yesterday is that in the first month of fundraising after they've secured their nominations, respectively, Hillary Clinton raised $42 million between her campaign and her super PACs. Just her campaign raised $42 million. The Trump campaign, $1.3 million.
And their cash on hand is how much?
I don't see that number here. I think that's part of the problem,
right.
isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Corey, there's a few reasons why the campaign needs a shift in direction, but we're asking you, what are your suggestions? How about Chris in Gainesville? You're next up on WMAL. What's the suggestion for the Trump campaign?
you know what Donald Trump and Muhammad Ali have in common?
What's that? Well, the punchline blanked out there, Chris, and I'm too nervous to ask for it again. Chad in Huntington, Huntingtown, you're on WMAL. Hey, Chad.
Hi. Facts and stats. You've got to stick to the facts and publicize, market the stats, and target Hillary every day of the week and go back to his core. I mean, the core was borders, language, culture, and, you know, the whole wall thing, and he had a lot of people on the fence, or a lot of people back in his side when he was talking about protecting America, looking at our borders, securing the borders, talking about what we're really wanting to see as the American public, and he just needs to continue to that and go back to the core of
and that. Chad, you believe he's gone off message?
I don't know if he's gone off message too much. Maybe he's paying attention to things that don't really matter a whole lot to the American people. You know, family definitely matters, protecting our borders and going back to our values,
yeah,
which is our culture.
All right, Chad, thank you for that. And listen, it is vexing to me that on a week after the worst, bloodiest terror attack on U.S. soil since 9/11, Donald Trump wasn't able to really pounce on that and take advantage of it. He got in front of himself. He made himself the message instead of Obama and Hillary the message.
Right.
And this should have been a very good week for the Donald Trump campaign. He should have been able to make a very clear case as to why a Trump presidency would make Americans much safer in the face of radical Islamic terrorism than
right.
than a Hillary Clinton presidency. And he wasn't able to really make
no,
that case.
No, polling across the board shows that he that people believe that Hillary Clinton handled the Orlando aftermath 10%, you know, by 10% better than he did.
Yeah.
So that's a problem when you have an issue that you would think would be right up Trump's alley for him not to capitalize on it. And if he can take himself out of the equation for 1 second, we might make some progress. But until he can put himself and his ego aside, I'm not sure anything will change.
There are a couple of areas where Donald Trump is really outpolling Hillary Clinton right now, and maybe that's an area where he can emphasize and grow his campaign now that he's looking at a new direction. We'll tell you about that and continue with your calls in a moment. What's your advice for the Trump campaign now that they're out of Corey Lewandowski and looking for a new direction? 888-630-WMAL, Katie and Larry here, and we'll continue in a moment. It's 522.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Summertime is here, and you don't wish to waste time with cleaning your home. Let the experts take care of that for you. Molly Maid is offering 1986 rollback prices for the first two cleanings for WMAL listeners. Contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Fauquier, and Stafford counties. Schedule a free in-home estimate. Visit WMAL.com/Molly Maid. Molly Maid, a clean you can trust.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Good grief, was that a lot of rain. This has been one of the rainiest springs I've ever experienced. Now, while I know all that rain is good for the environment, I can't say it was great for your roof or my roofing business. Spring is typically our busiest time of year, but the rain definitely put a damper on that. So, while all that rain might have been the final straw for your old roof, it might be the saving grace for your old wallet. New Look is drying off with our summer savings sale to help recover lost revenues from the rainy spring months. We're honoring our biggest discount at 50% off your entire roof purchase. Half off the entire roof? That should make replacing that old wet roof a little easier. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Half off with our summer savings sale.
525 now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, we're in at Safe Track Surge number 2. So this will be a test this morning. We'll have more commuters out for the rush hour looking for alternates as opposed to the Metro Rail. We have Metro Rail closed from Eastern Market to Minnesota Avenue, Benning Road. And the stations that are completely closed, Stadium Armory and Potomac Avenue Station. Now, yesterday we did see extra volume on the outer loop stretch of the Beltway heading through Lanham and then toward Greenbelt, New Carrollton. We're really watching 50 BW Parkway picking up the extra volume inside the Beltway. For now, we're doing okay. Crash has just popped up on DC 295, so southbound 295. Right as you come up toward Eastern Avenue, you should find already some flashing lights at the scene. Police there, but looks like they're sending for fire and rescue. Again, 295 southbound near Eastern Avenue. Beltway, good start, Maryland and Virginia. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
May get a little rough in spots today. Isolated thunderstorms this morning, this afternoon. Thunderstorms likely. Severe storms with wind, hail, heavy rainfall, 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now we're looking at 75 degrees on the nation's capital, 526 on WMAL.
Hillary Clinton started June with $42 million. Donald Trump, $1.3 million cash on hand. Compared to Mitt Romney, for example, in 2012, Romney at this time in the campaign had $17 million cash on hand. Again, right now, Donald Trump is at $1.3 million. And in terms of the total amount that he's raising, this is just crazy.
It's just crazy, Rachel Maddow says. What's also crazy is that Donald Trump right now leads Hillary Clinton on issues like the economy, Trump by 10%, employment and jobs, Trump by 7%, terrorism, national security, Trump by 4%. The other two important issues, according to Gallup, that Hillary is leading on are education, Clinton by 26%, and health care and the Affordable Care Act, Clinton by 16%. But I doubt this next election is going to turn on education and health care. Donald Trump needs to emphasize things like the economy and jobs,
right,
which he's already leading. Hillary Clinton.
Which they can tie healthcare into the economy based on how detrimental it's been. But
Lynn in Winchester, real fast, Lynn, you're on WMAL. What's your advice for the Trump campaign?
Yeah, I think that Trump, like the first caller said, should have been with military and foreign leader policies, brushing up on that. Secondly, I would attack Hillary Clinton every day from 1972 rape cases. How she protects women, but she protected rape.
Your phone's breaking up, but you're saying attack Hillary and go after her on policy. All right, Lynn, thank you for that. It's 528 on WMAL.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to helixsleep.com/try now and get $50 off your order. helixsleep.com/try now.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C. And MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We're celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Coming up on WMAL, new report shows that employers are cutting back on the types of benefits that they give their employees. We'll talk about it and take your calls after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Back to square one in the Senate, where, as expected, Republican and Democratic proposals for new gun control legislation growing out of the Orlando massacre all failed to get 60 votes.
All four proposals started with the baseline premise that anyone currently on a terror watch list should not be able to buy a gun. Democrats wanted any delay to take as long as necessary, if not permanent. Republicans favored a 72-hour maximum for the federal government to show the purchaser was a real threat.
The Democratic alternative would not ensure due process, protect our constitutional rights.
That's Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Democratic Leader Harry Reid and members of his party at least got the votes they sought after launching a nearly 15-hour filibuster on Senate business last week. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch prepares to meet in Orlando, Florida today with prosecutors, first responders, and families of the victims of the nightclub shootings. Lynch is scheduled to appear today alongside Lee Bentley, the U.S. attorney in Orlando, who's heading the investigation. The Montgomery County Council holds a hearing in Rockville this evening on a bill to raise the county's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. Under existing law, the minimum is scheduled to rise to $10.75 an hour in a couple of weeks on July 1st, then to $11.50 an hour next July 1st. The head of the Montgomery County Council, meanwhile, is set to propose legislation she says would bring more balance to the county's collective bargaining process. But unions representing county workers oppose that proposal. Four wildfires in Southern California have prompted evacuations, and officials are warning more could be coming.
Be prepared, as the fire department mentioned, in case we do have to do some more evacuations, that you're ready to go, because this fire could change direction very quickly.
Authorities are quick to assure residents that extra officers will secure evacuated areas.
We have numerous law enforcement personnel in the areas that have been designated as mandatory evacuation areas. We have sufficient personnel out there that's one of the last things that you need to worry about.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,805. The Nasdaq at 48,37. Sports, the Dodgers behind Clayton Kershaw beat the Nationals. The O's lose to the Rangers. And the new NHL schedule comes out today. The Caps will open October 13th in Pittsburgh. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here. If you're in the market to sell your home, I want to tell you about my good friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams and how they help others just like you. Just and Heather over in Woodbridge needed to sell their home quickly and efficiently as they were expecting a baby and also planning to relocate. They interviewed three other agents and decided to call the Reynolds team. They were thrilled they did because Debbie and Sarah sold it fast at above asking price. They also sold Paul and Pauline's home in Sterling after only 4 days on the market. Debbie and Sarah can sell your home too. Don't throw away thousands of dollars and waste time having your home sit on the market. Debbie and Sarah sell homes three times faster and get their sellers $30,000 more dollars than the average agent. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy your home for a price you agree on. Guaranteed. Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to IdentifyEPI.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carolyn Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novet team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novet, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, DC 295 southbound, really just right as you come off of either 50 or the Baltimore-Washington Parkway coming out of Chevrolet to merge onto 295 south at Eastern Avenue. That's where crews are dealing with a crash. One lane blocked. No problems out of Annapolis and Bowie currently on 50. For 95, southbound, no problems coming through Laurel down to the Beltway. It's northbound. A brief distraction, the exit to the ICC. That's where we have accident cleanup going on. You'll see a little bit of activity. 270, leaving Frederick through the Monocacy. 80 down to 109 with a little bit of that stop and go. And same story in Virginia, seeing some of that just early volume start to form through Stafford and Dale City. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little rough today, especially for the afternoon commute. Scattered storms around. May have a couple of some around this morning, this afternoon. Thunderstorms could pack some gusty winds and maybe some hail, heavy rainfall, along with the thunder and lightning. 88. Thunderstorms will end early tonight, then clearing. 69. Wednesday, sunshine, some clouds, and a high near 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Warrenton, 73 in Hyattsville, 76 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
5:37 right here on WMAO. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. But this morning we've got Katie Pavlich in from Town Hall
Good
Media.
Good morning.
Fox News analyst. Wow, you're like all energetic now. All that talk about politics gets you going, doesn't
it? Good music going on here.
That too. Coming up at 7:05, Scotty Nell Hughes, a big spokesperson surrogate for, on behalf of the Trump campaign, I should say, will join us. We'll talk about the shakeup there at that campaign with Scotty. 8:05 brings us Niels Lesniowski with Roll Call to talk about how the votes went down on gun control yesterday. Also about that Roll Call congressional baseball game. It's this Thursday. They sponsored that thing over at Nats Park. And then 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. Once again, I'm Larry Connor, and Katie Pavlich is in for a vacationing Brian Wilson. Listen, we all have jobs, and part of what we do is we get paid for our jobs, and our employment package always includes benefits, right, Katie Pavlich? You get benefits, don't
we
you?
We do. Town Hall Media gives us some nice benefits.
You get some nice benefits there from the Town Hall people, and look into that. Well, there's a new study out from CNN Money. They're reporting it, but the study actually comes from the Society of Human Resource Management. And by the way, being a part of the Society of Human Resource Management, boy, that now that's a party, that convention they have there.
Fun times.
Right? So these guys get together and they look at the benefits that employers are now offering their employees and compare them to a decade ago and two decades ago. So let's look at the last 20 years. A basic one, being able to be part of a credit union, membership to a credit union through the employer. 20 years ago, 70% of employers offered that. Now, 23%. That is a huge
drop,
right? Paying for health insurance premiums and flexible spending accounts went from 54% to 39%. Well, that, of course, is because of Obamacare, mm-hmm. right? On-site health screening, 53 to 31%. Things like relocation services, 39 to 24%. Employee stock purchase plans went from 28%. 28% of employers 20 years ago offered a employee stock purchase plan, and now only 9% do. If you have noticed that your employer is offering far fewer benefits to you for your hard work, And if you have a reason why don't you give us a call, 888-630-9625. We'd love for you to chime in on this. Or if you're an employer and you've had to cut back on these benefits, tell us why. 888-630-WMAL. Most of the analysis that I've read about this, Katie Pavlich, all point to one thing. A company has a certain budget for salaries, they have a certain budget for benefits, and they have a certain budget for taxes, payroll taxes. And the payroll taxes and benefits number line item on the budget has grown in such a huge way because of the Affordable Care Act that that's all an employer can pay for these days when it comes to benefits, because their health insurance costs have gone up so high because of Obamacare and the payroll taxes have gone up so high. So it's like, listen, we don't have any money left. Sorry, this is our budget for benefits and we're paying this and that's all we're going to pay for.
This is also a direct result of extreme government regulation costing money. I mean, this is an issue of the government implementing regulation after regulation that requires costs to come out of the budget somewhere. And yes, there is a certain amount of money in the budget allocated for benefits, but it's all in the same budget. It all comes out of the same pot. And if you're paying an enormous amount more money for some regulation that goes through, well, then there's the place that they look to cut is through benefits, because they know people need jobs. They know that they will work the job regardless of the benefits, especially if all of the companies are not offering the benefits that they used to. Unfortunately, this is, I think, the new normal for a lot of companies.
Well, unless there's a change in the direction of the American economy and from the, as you say, the
and
regulations.
Deregulation.
Yeah.
Right.
It's interesting because you've got Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders basically campaigning for the idea of increased regulation. I'm not sure where the Republican Party is on this. I know where they used to be on it. We'll take a look at where they are when their platform is done. But you're absolutely right. This is a big part of it. And there's also supply and demand, of course. Mm-hmm. When you've got over 95 million people who are now not even participating in the workforce. I don't care what the unemployment rate is. Look at the actual number of people who are working and making money on a job compared to where it was 10 years ago. You've got a glut of people out there. You just said it, Katie. People will work no matter what if they're interested in working. So, you know, if you're an employer, why should you offer all of these benefits when you've got a huge supply of people who are out of work and you've got the job? That means you've got the demand. You control the demand. Now, if there were few people, if you were really vying for somebody, if you said, I want the best people to work for me, and man, it's competitive out there, and there are a whole lot of competitors who are going to snatch up the best employees, well, then you start offering some carrots. They said, okay, come work for me. I'll give you this, 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 and this over and above the money. But that's not the atmosphere we're in right now.
Well, it certainly isn't. And, you know, you look at the it's interesting because we've seen a shift, right? So we used to have more employers and companies voluntarily offering these benefits. And now that you have the government coming in the case of Obamacare, for example, and forcing companies to offer health insurance benefits or have their employees be forced to buy insurance through Obamacare exchanges outside of the company, we're seeing companies provide even less, which is a testament to when the government forces you to do something, it doesn't necessarily end up in people having better access to benefits. In fact, the opposite occurs.
Yeah, it's 5:43 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Since June 15th, the Department of Defense Warrior Games has hosted about 250 wounded, ill, and injured service members and veterans. Teams from the Army, Marine Corps, Navy, Coast Guard, Air Force, U.S. Special Operations Command, and U.K. Armed Forces have competed in events such as shooting, archery, cycling, track and field, swimming, sitting volleyball, and wheelchair basketball. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sale of the year at Chamonix is finally here. It's the summer blowout sale. Now, you've heard me rave about the amazing Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes. I use it every day, and I love it. I swear by it, and you should, too. And now, for the first time ever, you can get Chamonix's remarkable Lassance neck treatment to try absolutely risk-free. Lassance has powerful antioxidants to tighten the sensitive area of your neck, leaving your skin silky smooth. With its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. When you call right now, Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free. And it gets even better because right now, if you order, you're going to get free express shipping. Call them, please. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Don't wait. This crazy summer sale won't be around forever. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're moving along just fine. Capitol Beltway, Maryland, Virginia, DC 295, though not quite the case. We are really slow to get by the crash. Southbound 295, right as you merge off of the 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway at Eastern Avenue. 50 gets hit a little bit harder here. Delays almost back near 410, so coming through Chevrolet in that direction, quite slow. No problems right now. Northbound 295 as you push past the Naval Research Lab, heading up toward the inbound Douglas and 11th Street bridges. 270, yep, a little bit of volume out of Frederick through Urbana and Hyattstown, but nothing reported along the way. Rock Creek Parkway, they're still doing construction, scheduled to be there until 6 o'clock. Rock Creek Parkway right near the Kennedy Center with one lane getting by each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front's on the march. Severe weather in the forecast. Slight risk of severe storms this afternoon. It's from the Storm Prediction Center. Might even have some isolated thunderstorms for the first part of the day, but better chance for the drive home. Some strong winds and hail in spots. Heavy rainfall along with the thunder and lightning. 88 degrees. Thunderstorms early tonight, then clearing 69. Tomorrow, sunshine with a few clouds. 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees. It's 5:47.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Today's the day, our field trip to the Stingray Migration.
Stingray Migration.
Migration is about going home, which is where you're from.
How do the stingrays all know where to go?
Instinct. Something deep inside you that feels so familiar that you have to listen to it.
My mom, my dad, I have a family.
And that thus begins the journey of Finding Dory, the sequel to Finding Nemo, which broke box office records over the weekend. The largest grossing animated film in the history of mankind. And I was one of the people who shelled out some bucks to see it. It's a pretty good movie. Katie Pavlich, in exploring your movie-going habits, I realized that the last movie you actually went to in the theaters was Finding Nemo when you were, I believe, 10 years old. You have no life.
Katie, I do have a great life outside of technology. Yeah, I do things like go outside,
outside of technology,
walk around and enjoy nature and the things, the beautiful things that God gave us.
Going to the movies is not necessarily this huge new technological advance.
Do you know how much time it takes to watch a full movie,
they've actually
Larry?
Got talking pictures now, Katie. You should check
them out.
Do
you know how long it takes to watch a full movie?
About 90 minutes.
I get so bored. I just can't.
You are such a millennial.
I am.
Now what am I going to do now? I've been sitting and doing this for 5 minutes. Time to change directions.
GIFs are good enough for me.
Well, it was a very good movie.
GIF?
It really is fun. And what's really good is a GIF, I think. What's really fun about this movie is, you know, Finding Nemo is about a dad in search of his son, of course. Mm-hmm. And it's very heart-wrenching. And also his son had a physical disability. You know, he had the one flipper that wasn't there. He was very nervous about that. And being a father of a child with a physical disability, that really resonated with me. Well, since Finding Nemo came out, I've actually had a child now who has an intellectual disability. He was born with autism. And guess what? Finding Dory is about parents raising a child with an intellectual disability. She has, of course, famously, the short-term memory loss. It's a very sweet film. And I feel like Pixar is writing these movies just for me.
Oh, they're
I think they could very
you.
Well be. By the way, there was this mini controversy over the question of whether there's some sort of hidden LGBTQ LMNOP agenda sitting in this film. Because in the trailer, you can see there's this what appears to be a lesbian couple. Now, and it is in the movie. You see it. It's about a second and a half, okay, that you see these two, I believe, women who are taking care of a child. Again, it's a second and a half, and I'm not exaggerating. It's truly 1.5 seconds. I'm going to say 90 seconds would be a minute and a half. That would be ridiculously
long.
It's a quick shot. And I don't know if they're lesbian. I didn't talk to them. And by the way, they're cartoon characters. But Ellen DeGeneres, who of course is in fact lesbian, was asked about this by USA Today, and she said this.
I don't mind the question, and I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if it is, or she just has a bad short haircut, you know? Who knows if she's a lesbian? But I'll tell you a little secret. There's a stingray that's becoming Sting Rhonda, so there's a trans Sting in the movie.
Really? Now, we have to go there?
Now, Katie Pavlich, somebody, one of these websites, and I'm not going to name them because I may have used to work for them, took this and took it for real. I mean, anybody who knows Ellen DeGeneres can hear the tone in her voice.
Right, she's joking.
And know that that's a joke.
Well,
that's a complete and total joke. Although we've reached a point in our society and culture where, you know, who knows?
So there's a trans Sting in the movie.
A trans Sting.
I mean, I'm not a parent, but if I was a parent, I would, you know, Disney actually has a pretty decent history with invoking sexual references where they probably shouldn't. They've done that a couple times in you know, the past two decades, maybe longer. And considering how transgender ideology has been shoved down our throats
quite
in the past
ubiquitous
year,
lately, although
for
I would
example.
Prefer you not give me the image of anything being shoved down one's throat when discussing these things. Let me just say that I have no doubt that there will be an openly gay or trans character at some point in our future in a Disney film.
And it will not do as well as this film.
This is not the one. There is no trans Sting in Finding Dory. Be safe. Here comes Wrestling Bob.
Last week, Paula Reed, CBS News producer, Virginia, went to a local firearms dealer to purchase an AR-15 rifle. I know the Orlando shooter used a Sig Sauer MCX, not an AR-15, but that doesn't matter. Paula's agenda was to confirm the liberal belief that it's too easy to buy a weapon. Now, CBS reported the transaction at Spec Drive Tactical took 38 minutes. And CBS reported that after the purchase, the weapon was transferred to a federally licensed firearm dealer. Now, on the news segment, UCLA law professor Adam Winkler claimed that in most of the country, you can go into a gun store, buy an AR-15, just like you go into Starbucks and buy a cup of coffee. Well, let me tell you, if Starbucks took 38 minutes to serve coffee, they would be out of business. But here is what's important. Spec Drive Tactical has filed an accusation with the ATF against the CBS producer. You see, at the time of the purchase, she was asked if she was buying the weapon for herself. She said yes, it was for her own personal training. If she had said the weapon would be transferred to a third party, it would not have been sold to her, because a straw purchase is a felony. Giving false information on the ATF form, as this reporter did, is punishable by up to 10 years in jail and a $250,000 fine. So now we get a chance to see if the Obama regime is serious about enforcing gun laws already on the books when the perp happens to be a Democrat disguised as a journalist.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
If you are really good at what you do, and if your experience is worth sharing, make an investment in your future. There is a huge need for quality corporate trainers. Help others become the very best they can be while building your own income. Join the John Maxwell team. The John Maxwell team has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for more than 40 years. The cost for becoming a certified John Maxwell corporate trainer is basically the same as a few credits at an online university. It's a small price to pay for a life-changing program. Once you become a certified John Maxwell team member, you are part of the team for life. Become a John Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL. Get in gear now.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DC 295, oh behave. We had a crash southbound right as you come off of 50 in the BW Parkway, right near Eastern Avenue. They moved that to the shoulder, so the pace was improving. We had more of the flow continuing south on 295, and now past East Capitol Street, looks like we have a brand new crash. So 295 south near East Capitol Street for the incident. Let's get you out of Virginia into D.C., crossing the 14th Street Bridge mid-span. I'm starting to see the brake lights up ahead. Somebody has puttered out. We have a stalled car eastbound freeway before the 3rd Street Tunnel one-lane block. Here we come in from the west, 66. Don't panic. It's about the volume right now. Manassas into Centerville through Falls Church, 95 normal areas of delays toward Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge, and in Lorton. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
May get a little rough in spots today. Isolated thunderstorms this morning, this afternoon. Thunderstorms likely. Severe storms with wind, hail, heavy rainfall. 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Looking at 75 degrees right now at 5:56.
You ever had your transmission go out on you? It usually doesn't go out right away. There are warning signs. Here's the deal. Receiving a special assessment fee from your timeshare is like your transmission going out. It's just a matter of time till a pipe breaks or a storm hits. As an owner, you get stuck with the fee. Don't get stuck with the fee. You don't even like your timeshare. Get out now with Timeshare Exit Team. You'll sit down face-to-face with your personal advisor to review your contract and determine your options. This $250 consultation is absolutely free when you call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM and mention me, Chris Plant. Don't wait to meet with Timeshare Exit Team. When maintenance fee season hits, you could wait up to 2 months. Jump ahead of the line and call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. They've got offices right here in Towson and Arlington, online at timeshareexitteam.com. Guaranteed to get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or find them online at timeshareexitteam.com.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of Newlick Home Design. Good grief, was that a lot of rain. This has been one of the rainiest springs I've ever experienced. Now, while I know all that rain is good for the environment, I can't say it was great for your roof or my roofing business. Spring is typically our busiest time of year, but the rain definitely put a damper on that. So, while all that rain might have been the final straw for your old roof, it might be the saving grace for your old wallet. New Look is drying off with our summer savings sale to help recover lost revenues from the rainy spring months. We're honoring our biggest discount at 50% off your entire roof purchase. Half off the entire roof? That should make replacing that old wet roof a little easier. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Half off with our summer savings sale.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL, remember those transcripts of the 9/11 calls from the terrorists in Orlando that were going to be released in a redacted form? Well, they changed their mind, the Obama administration did. They're now out there, and they're unredacted, but are we really getting the full truth? We'll talk about it. And David Bowie's hair is up for auction for $4,000. Whose hair would you buy if you could? Coming up after the news.